Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guests, Dr. Evan Montague, Lansing Community College Dean of Student Services. Hello, Doctor. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. How about yourself?
Just fine. I want to talk to you about the TRIO grant. First of all, can you tell us what that is?
Well, TRIO actually is it's an interesting name program. It's a TRIO, basically three federal programs that support institutions and support students and student success. And so we have a student support services grant here, and we're very excited. It's been extended through 2016 through the TRIO program. So we've received another $1.4 million grant over the next 5 years.
A $1.4 million grant from the state government?
Actually, this
federal
is from
government.
The United States
federal
Department
government.
Of Education, from the federal government.
Okay, that's even better.
Yep, and we're a current TRIO program school. We have a current grant, and actually we've been a long-term TRIO program participant. We're ending a current five-year grant, and in 2011, we'll start a brand-new grant, and that's what we were so pleased to announce last week.
How many students have been able to take advantage of this historically?
Historically, and we started small way back in the early days of the program. Right now, we serve a cohort of roughly 200 students each academic year, and those students receive kind of wraparound support services in terms of their overall experience. It's a great question, and we're trying to go back over time to determine how many students individually we've served, but anywhere from a small-time cohort of maybe 50 to 75 students, you know, 15 years ago to now we're serving 200 students each academic year.
Have you been able to chart what has happened to any of these students and some success stories along the way?
Well, actually, we're real pleased. In fact, this last year, our graduating class included 25 TRIO students, and of those TRIO students, a significant component of them, 56% of the graduates, graduated with honors. So whether it's cum laude, magna cum laude, or summa cum laude, so we actually are very proud of our participants in the program who are now moving on to kind of the four-year transition and actually moving into complete four-year bachelor's degree programs now.
Is there a cause and effect with a grant like this and academic excellence?
I think we can attribute some cause and effect. With any program, I think it's important that the students want to participate and invest in that program, and they see that investment paying a return. I think the thing that's really powerful with respect to TRIO is it helps students kind of create a social connection to the campus and a support connection with faculty, staff, and students that are really dedicated to their success. So anything from academic advising to one-on-one coaching in terms of success, as well as tutoring assistance. And then we work with students in terms of developing that long-term plan. And I think that's one of the things that's most important with all of our students, but in particular TRIO students, is to help them develop a plan to see a path to the next step, whether it's completing an associate degree for employment or moving on to that four-year transfer opportunity to do something maybe in our university center or with another four-year institution in the state of Michigan.
Dr. Evan Montague, Dean of Student Services, Lansing Community College, talking about the TRIO grants. Evan, how many Lansing Community College students work, have a job while they're in school? I would guess a fairly high percentage.
It's something where upwards of 60% of our students are working, and then there's a breakdown between full and part-time, and I don't know that number off the top of my head. But the majority of our students are working while they go to school, balancing often family, career, and significant responsibilities, in addition to having, whether it's online courses or courses on the weekend or evenings to help kind of balance that and develop that plan to kind of move on to the next step.
Is there any sort of a proven correlation between having academic or rather economic security and not having to work and academic performance along the way?
I think so much of it in terms of student performance is based on individual attributes, and mm-hmm. so much of it is time management.
Right.
It's focusing, and sometimes I find often the students that are balancing multiple responsibilities are some of the best at managing their time and focusing on tasks.
Right.
The other thing I'll say, too, is with returning adults, sometimes school can't happen fast enough for them. They're trying to get through school
right.
and focus, so they are some of the most focused, dedicated learners when they come to Lansing Community College and really want to see that time to degree pay off in terms of completing something to help them in the career, workforce, and higher education marketplace.
It's interesting you say that. I've had a couple conversations recently with academic personnel at Big Ten universities, and they've said it's surprising sometimes that athletes tend to do better in season, maybe because they're busier than they do out of season when they have a little more free time. And it sounds a little bit like what you're saying in terms of time management.
No question. And I've worked in higher ed all throughout my career and have worked with athletic programs. In fact, athletics is part of our division here at LCC, and we do find that that factor you stated is very key. Balancing that time, that season time, course time, students often perform better in season than out of season. They're focused, directed, and really have to manage that time. So
it is very clear. It's been demonstrated over and over and over again, the value of a college education, what it means in terms of lifetime earnings. But when students tell you, I really would love to go, but I just can't afford to, is mm-hmm. that a valid excuse?
I wouldn't say it's a valid excuse. The cost of higher education is a concern of all of us that work within the field. I would say that students that are interested in making that investment at a minimum can qualify for federal student loans and options to help invest in their higher education.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that students make those choices and balance that investment with the outcomes that they're expecting. And really try to balance all of those things. There's no question that it's one of the most significant investments you'll make in your lifetime. Higher education, sometimes when you talk about buying a house, buying cars, those kind of things, a higher education is an investment often that gets equated to some of those things, if not more so. But there are resources available for students, and I really encourage students that are considering higher education to explore all the federal financial aid options. And the nice thing is there's resources and options for them to evaluate, whether it's something through their employer and maybe a loan or mm-hmm. option, or maybe some grants or scholarships that are available.
It's never too early to start thinking of those things. And we know that the students at Lansing Community College have many options in front of them. Dr. Evan Montague, Dean of Student Services, talking about the LCC TRIO grant. I really appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much.
Hey, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. Steve Mitchell, Mitchell Research and Communication, up next, talking about a new poll showing a commanding lead for Rick Snyder in a gubernatorial race. We'll be right back with that and more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.